Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center, back with a preview of this week's USDA reports coming in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
A bunch of information coming up Friday afternoon from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We'll have our monthly cattle on feed report and also the semi-annual cattle inventory report. Let's preview them now with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Caitlin, let's start maybe first of all with that inventory report. What are you going to be looking for?
So the big one we're watching is what beef cow numbers are doing. And we've heard a lot about the Western U.S. really struggling and doing quite a bit of liquidation, depending on where they are in that area. We're at a point where hay has gotten very expensive in the Pacific Northwest. They're talking about limiting irrigation in some areas. And so if the pasture is not able to sustain those breeding herds, then a lot of times you are going to force them into slaughter channels. And I think June was might have been a little early, that I don't know how much of the culling has happened versus what will happen. But a lot of producers are in a dire situation right now where it's not affordable to feed the animals and are looking at making some tough decisions in the Western U.S. We're down right now about 1 to 1.5% on that beef cow number nationally, but almost all of it's being driven by the increased slaughter that's happening in a lot of the country. When we talk about what does that mean, you would expect the calf crop to then also decline. But overall, the all cattle and calves number, we're expecting to be down 0.5% or so, maybe a little bit bigger than that. But the biggest thing, I think, is how much of that beef cow herd liquidation is taking place earlier. We've seen really large slaughter numbers. How much of that is turnover versus actual liquidation? But we would expect probably more liquidation in the second half of this year. But July 1 will be a good starting point of how to think about what that January 1 number is going to look like.
Caitlin McCulloch believes that the USDA has found fewer mama cows out there in the country. And this July 1st data coming out Friday will show that.
I believe that to be true, that we are still in a contractionary cycle and the drought has just changed maybe the steepness of which we're going to liquidate. You know, before the drought, we were maybe looking at a more stable, slower decline in cattle numbers over the next couple of years. Now it's looking like we're going to have a much sharper anyway liquidation phase here.
Fewer beef cows, fewer calves coming, and that means for folks that are able to produce a calf, you should be able to see some real opportunity for profitability in the days to come. For example, for us outside of these hard-hit drought areas of the country here in the Southern Plains, we've dodged the bullet, at least for now.
But what that means is that the folks that can stay in the game and that are able to hang on to breeding stock are looking at probably significantly higher calf prices over the next 2 to 3 years. And so that's something that should happen. Even we've talked a lot about demand, but essentially you're going to be in an environment where there's less and less cattle supplies moving in the next short, medium term, over the next several years.
Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Market Information Center. Her thoughts ahead of that USDA cattle inventory report out Friday afternoon. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from Texas on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and 13,000 calves on cows. For information on all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.